Good morning. High pressure is dominating the weather picture throughout interior New York and New England, producing a clear sky and chilly temperatures overnight and now early this morning. Many places are down in the 30s and lower 40s to start the day. And we also have areas of dense fog developing in spots, so visibilities could be down from location to location. As the fog dissipates this morning, we'll enjoy beautiful sunshine and a nice blue sky today. Temperatures will be a notch or two higher than yesterday, with readings reaching the middle to upper 60s on average, and some places even into the lower 70s. Clear skies this evening, then overnight tonight, as a weak disturbance approaches from the west, we'll have some clouds mixing in, and temperatures will drop back to around 50 on average, so not nearly as cool. Still dry tomorrow, a few more clouds mixed with sunshine, mild with readings pushing up into the mid-70s. Over the weekend, a deep trough of low pressure will dig through the Midwest and Great Lakes. This trough will mainly stay off to our west on Saturday, so we'll have some sunshine to start, followed by increasing clouds. Now, there is the chance of showers later on in the afternoon, but I think most of the day will be dry for most of us. The best chance for showers will be in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills Saturday afternoon, and high temperatures will reach up into the lower and middle 70s. A front will sweep through late Saturday night and Sunday morning. That's our best shot for rain, with leftover showers as the rest of the system swings through on Sunday afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies on Sunday, breezy and turning cooler. Early day highs in the upper 60s will be replaced by 50s and lower 60s through the afternoon as the wind picks up out of the northwest. We'll start out dry and chilly next week, Monday through Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s Monday, then upper 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the fire weather danger remains high across the northern and central Great Plains. However, winds across this region will be weaker today than yesterday. Dry conditions combined with whipping winds allow for quickly spreading wildfires. And frost and freeze advisories are out for central and northern New England this morning as the growing season ends in a few more locations. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Pyeongtaek, South Korea at 3:38 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at Duluth, Minnesota at 3:11 p.m. yesterday. There were 9 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Satis Pass, Washington. The 90-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1991 by 6 degrees. There were 42 daily record lows. At War Road, Minnesota, it was 21 degrees, and this is 6 degrees colder than the old record that was set in 1929. At Mount Washington this morning, clear skies, 130 miles of visibility, 28 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies with fog, 41 degrees, the dew point 41, 100% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.25 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Orr, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 45, the average temperature 56, that's 5 degrees below normal. 0.8 inches of rain yesterday for the month, 4.04 inches, which is 2.06 inches above normal. And 27 inches even for the year, which is 1.13 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 42 and 44 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 90 set in 1946, and the record low 30 in 1979. Sunrise this morning at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening 6:55 p.m., 12 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasantly cool today with highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s. A little bit of sunshine Saturday followed by clouds and a chance of showers late in the day, lower to mid-70s. A good chance of rain Saturday night and a few leftover showers Sunday morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, breezy, and turning cooler on Sunday with temperatures falling through the 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 60s Monday. Partly sunny, upper 60s on Tuesday. And mostly sunny near 70 again by next Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.